A grand jury in Shelby County, Tennessee, handed up indictments against the five fired Memphis police officers, all of whom are black. Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy announced the charges.
Second-degree murder, aggravated assault, aggravated kidnapping resulting in bodily injury, aggravated kidnapping involving the possession of a weapon, official misconduct through unauthorized exercise of power, official misconduct through failure to act when there is a duty imposed by law, and official oppression. While each of the five individuals played a different role in the incident in question, the actions of all of them resulted in the death of Tyree Nichols, and they are all responsible.
Mulroy said after the officers conducted a traffic stop, there was an initial altercation. Tyree Nichols was pepper sprayed and ran away on foot. When Nichols was stopped the second time, he was beaten and seriously injured. Mulroy indicated there was a delay before an ambulance arrived. Nichols was stopped while returning home after taking photos of the sunset. District Attorney Mulroy said the city of Memphis will release the body cam and other video footage of Nichols' stop and beating after 6 p.m. tomorrow. Nichols' family and their lawyer have seen it. They say the police video shows officers savagely beating the 29-year-old father and FedEx worker for 3 minutes. The director of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, David Rausch, says he's seen the video too. He called the officers' actions criminal.
And I'm grieved. Frankly, I'm shocked. I'm sickened by what I saw. And what we've learned through our extensive and thorough investigation. I've seen the video. And as D.A. Mulroy stated, you will too. In a word, it's absolutely appalling.
The five former officers have all been taken into custody. Nichols' stepfather, Rodney Wells, said he and his wife, Rovon Wells, who is Nichols' mother, discussed the second-degree murder charges and are fine with it. They had pushed for first-degree murder charges. Wells also said he was ecstatic that authorities moved so quickly in the case. The attorneys for Nichols' family, Ben Crump and Antonio Romanucci, issued a statement praising the charges. It said in part that, quote, "This young man lost his life in a particularly disgusting manner that points to the desperate need for change and reform to ensure this violence stops occurring during low-threat procedures, like in this case, a traffic stop." The officers reportedly belonged to the so-called Scorpion Unit, which was formed in November of 2021 to address violent crime in hotspot areas. But community organizer Amber Sherman, a member of Black Lives Matter Memphis, told KPFA's Law and Disorder program this morning that the unit has carried out traffic stops and interacts in a violent manner with Memphis residents.
But since they've been started last year, they've been used for traffic enforcement. And there's even people who have had incidents with the Scorpion Unit that explain how violent they were, that they just immediately approach you with violence, immediately putting guns to your head, yelling at you, throwing you to the ground. They're usually plainclothes officers or in hoodies, which is, I mean, I honestly wouldn't trust someone pulling me over in a hoodie and on my car.
Another young black man said he was violently stopped by the Scorpion Unit in unmarked cars when he was catching a ride with a friend. Cornell McKinney told WREG-TV that, quote, "All I heard is freeze, get out the car, put your MF hands up before I blow your heads off." He said an officer grabbed him from the car and put a gun to his head. The officers were apparently looking for drugs. McKinney said his stop occurred 3 days before that of Tyree Nichols. McKinney said he placed two calls to the police internal affairs unit to complain, but had heard nothing back. I'm Eileen Alfandari for KPFA.